You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Time for our monthly check-in with the Juno Public Library. Joining us now is Andy Hirsch. He's the Outreach and Senior Services Librarian at the Juno Public Library. Andy, great to see you again, and great to talk to you again. Yeah, sorry, I didn't have you live there, but now you're good. Sorry about that. It's my first technical mess up after a year and a half out. I'm doing okay.
I feel really special now, yeah. So thank you.
That's right. Well, Andy, tell us a little bit about what's happening there. We got a summer reading program coming up. Things like what's happening at the library?
Yeah, it's exciting times at the library. Just a reminder that all three branches are open 7 days a week. We've expanded our hours, so now we're open evenings till 8 o'clock Monday through Thursday at all three locations. We've moved back to kind of some of the hours that we had a really long time ago, which is very, very exciting for me personally, because I love that the library is open and that people can come in. But at the same time, we're also doing some really fun stuff. It is time for the summer reading program, which is something we do every year, and it's super important. And I think it's especially important this year to get folks, kids, people of all ages, reading over the summer. And so what we have this year is a reading challenge. So if you read 10 hours, you can bring something back with you, and we give you a book. It's brand new. You get to pick it out. It's very exciting. And we have that both available online. Oh, and you get to keep the book. It's, you don't have to return it to the library like all of the other libraries.
Wow. Okay.
Please return those. I know. So you can pick up the forms at the library. They're also available from our website. And in addition to that, we have kind of a different craft every week. And all of that, again, available on our website to see what the crafts are and get instructions. But also, if you stop by the library every week, there'll be a new packet or a new craft that you can pick up and then you can do and have a good time with. So it's just a really fun program, and it is going through August 7th. So it's never too late to come in and never too late to start on your summer reading.
If people are going to go visit the library, are there any new safety, health protocols, things like that you guys have in place that people should kind of know about?
Well, kind of the biggest thing that people should know about is if you are unvaccinated, then you still are required to mask in the facilities. So that's, all kids under 12 who aren't eligible, and anybody over 12 who has not been vaccinated needs to be masked. Other than that, it's mostly back to normal. We do still have some restrictions on spaces. So for instance, our meeting rooms are again available for people to book, but we've limited the number of people. So the Douglas Public Library meeting room can hold 15. The downtown one can hold 8. The Valley one is actually still being used for COVID work, so it's not available, but I hope that will be changing soon. And the small one in the Valley can hold 4 people. So kind of the only big restrictions are, we're not shoving people into a space altogether. And then, if you're unvaccinated, wear a mask. But kind of everything else is back to normal.
Was there anything you guys had to...
hours are back.
Did you guys have to worry about, like, cleaning the books or things like that when this was all starting?
It was so interesting because everything was changing really fast. And so kind of when we first closed, nobody really knew what was going on. Most scientists hadn't quite figured out exactly how transmission was happening. So we did have a period where we quarantined all of the items on their return. And so we had like a quarantine period. So you returned a book and then it like went into a separate room. And then a couple days later, once it could like have time for the virus to deactivate, we would check it in. But that's gone. So,
learned,
you can hand stuff to us.
We've learned a lot more about how the virus actually spreads.
So you can hand stuff to us.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, no, it's all, we're all back to normal.
Okay, well,
pretty
that's
much,
great.
Mostly.
I see a note here about a Father's Day kit. What's happening there?
Yes, so this week, yeah, this week's craft for the summer reading is a Father's Day or a loved one kit. So you can pick it up and it, you can make little coupons that say like good for 1 hour of no whining or I'm going to do the dishes. And so, that's an example of one of the weekly crafts because you have to kind of craft and make it that we're doing with the summer reading
program.
This
seems like a trick really to play on a kid that they have to commit to this sort of thing instead of just buying a tie. It's more valuable than a tie. It's more valuable. An hour of just quiet time, that would be amazing. Right?
Not to be a little rules lawyery, but no whining and quiet time are two different things.
Okay, that's right.
So
you can be loud, but not whining. Okay, so that's, you get, I can see.
Correct.
Kids can get around this. Okay, I get it. Okay. Well, that sounds great. So anything else happen that people should know about happen at the library?
We actually have a new item, which I am really excited about. We're calling them memory kits. They are, kits that are put together. They're available for checkout and they're specifically designed for people with dementia or memory loss. And the idea of the kit is there are items in there on a theme and everything works to kind of spark conversation and trigger memories between, you know, a person experiencing memory loss and their loved one. And each of these kits, I think is really well put together. They have books primarily with like large photos in them. There's music to listen to. There's movies to watch. And then there's physical manipulative objects. And they kind of differ from kit to kit. So some have a music box in them. Some of them have puzzles. Some of them have different things to touch. And there's also scented items because scent is one of the things that really triggers memories and also allows you to kind of have conversations. And so we have designed these kits and we actually have 20 of them at the libraries. They're on all sorts of different themes. So we have one that's on Juno. We have one on celebrations. We have one on pets. And so hopefully the idea is that somebody who is struggling to connect with a loved one because of dementia or memory loss will kind of have these guided abilities to continue conversations. And I actually think it's actually super great for multi-generational use. So if you have like grandkids with their grandparents, you know, you can read to each other and talk to each other and also, you know, ask questions and do puzzles together and do all of these things. So
wow,
that's really
fascinating. And it also just points out how the library continues to be a resource throughout people's whole lives. There's something for everyone at the Juno Public Library. Well, Andy Hirsch, thanks so much for coming in, telling us a little bit. I'm so happy to get a monthly update from you about what's happening at the library. Andy Hirsch is the Outreach and Senior Services Librarian at the Juno Public Library. Thanks so much for joining us, Andy. It was really great talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Yes, it was lovely to talk with you again.
Okay, thanks.